U.S. stocks once again raced to record highs at the end of last week, and that wasn't the only record high. In fact, it was the other record high, that of the Fed balance sheet expanding to $8.24 trillion that was ultimately behind the push higher in stocks and support for risk assets. Of course, propped up U.S. corporate earnings didn't hurt anything either. 87% of companies beat expectations in terms of Q2 performance. But all of this is a function of the unprecedented liquidity pumped into markets over the past decade plus. Fresh talks between the U.S. and China will be a focus point this week, and key standouts on Monday's calendar include German IFO reads, a BOE speech, U.S. new home sales, and Dallas Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.